You know, we talked about the Baker Mayfield stuff, and I continue to just come back to the only thing I can't say definitively is how different the last 3 years would look with Baker. I would imagine it's better than, oh, let's see here, 8-7, 11-6, or sorry, 7-9 or 8-9, 11-6, and 3-14.
Yeah, yeah, unquestionably would have been better with Baker. There's no denying it, and but it's fine. It's just one of those things where I think both sides can understand their faults in this. I think Baker, even to his own credit, again, Baker's come back and talked about all the ways that he was the problem in the relationship the first go around, and so it just is what it was. But I'm happy for Baker that he got to be the quarterback that we always thought he'd be. And in this little piece, I think it's really interesting, Nick, that one of the NFL quarterbacks coaches that's asked about, like, what do they think about where Baker is, or one of the executives. He's like, oh, he reminds me a lot of Brett Favre, the style of play that he has. And like, that's who Baker idolized. That's the comps coming out of college. It was all Brett Favre all the time. And it's just interesting how he's hit those plateaus and he's hit that comp completely.
216-474-0092. Is Baker a top 10 quarterback? Mark in Cleveland, welcome to the show, friend.
Fellas, no way Baker's a top 10 quarterback, man. I mean, you lead the league in interceptions. No, I would never say you're a top 10 quarterback.
What about the 41 touchdowns, 71.4 completion percentage?
I mean, that's what happened.
He was in the playoffs.
Man. Yeah, but he still let it. This was his best year, and I think he did what we expected he could when we drafted him.
He also threw 16 picks. It's not like he threw like 30 when Jameis led the league. Like, there's a different story there.
I mean, the league is different. I mean, but I ain't trying to dwell on that, but he did lead the league in interceptions. That's a fact. Next thing
that's
I say,
the,
though,
that's
man,
the Brett Favre in him, though, Mark, where he's going to throw some picks.
I agree.
That's part of
that.
His game.
You know, that's,
he's
got to
be aggressive.
Brett Favre led the league in interceptions when he retired. I mean, all time. But my thing with Baker was the Cleveland fans, we've been dealing with bottom dwellers the whole time. So now we get a guy, everybody's in love with this guy. He was 61% passing for it with a 2-1 touchdown interception rate. I mean, I saw why we got rid of him. And I thought it was a good deal, but nobody expected Watson to come here and pull a Ben Simmons. I mean, we just never saw that, and it was unheard of. But at the time, I thought it was a great deal, and I think the sky's the limit for Baker, man. I think he got the childish stuff behind him, and he's on another road, man. And I think it's a good situation for him, and it turned out better for him than it did for us.
Mark, we appreciate you. Strong stats there from Mark. He brought it. About the 61% completion percentage. I think the greater point is, like, I refuse to believe that Baker couldn't have matured, and I know you've spoke to this, and Baker spoke to this.
Yeah,
I refuse to believe he couldn't have done that maturation here.
Well, so the
with the right
is,
leadership
is that if he couldn't have done that, then clearly the people in charge, that's a bigger problem we got to talk about too.
So can I tell you the only part of the Baker stuff, other than I really liked Baker personally, and I didn't want him to go, and clearly we opened up Pandora's box with the Watson stuff that just, I mean, touched every part of anything any of us do when it comes to sports. The thing that bugged me is it played into this thing that happens in the NFL that doesn't always favor the team, which is, I didn't draft you, so I'm going to go out and get my own guy because then I can be more in charge of the success, or I like this guy more than I like you. That is such a culture thing in the NFL. It happens all the time, and I absolutely hate it because it is short-sighted. The people who usually do it are the people synonymous with, like, my biggest criticism of Kevin Stefanski, which is it's guys who are maybe really intelligent people, but maybe not the best leaders.
Yeah, I just don't look at it that way. I get your point, and it's a good one, but I just don't look at it that way. I think they looked around, and they saw the division, and Burrow at the time was going to the Super Bowl. Lamar had already won a league MVP. Who knows what the trajectory of Pittsburgh was going to be at the time, or is he still had Big Ben there? And I think that they looked at it and said, you can't win unless you have an elite quarterback. And they were just wrong. They were wrong about that assessment.
Isn't a top 10 quarterback elite? So
they're wrong about that assessment. They thought in their mind that Baker could not get to that level where he could win you a Super Bowl. They thought in their mind he couldn't win you playoff games. They thought he was always going to be, and you said top 10, obviously that's what the poll says. I'm convinced they thought he was always going to be somewhere around fringe 15. Like, if everything goes right, somewhere around fringe middle of the pack in the NFL. And they were just flat out wrong.
Jim in Strongsville here to insult us. Jim, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Jim, you are so good looking.
You two are the best duo out there. One of you is brilliant, like a shining star of intelligence. but with a face for radio, and the other one is just a beauty, a gorgeous human being physically.
Well, now we're going to have to fight over which one's which.
Yeah, I really don't know from what you said.
You guys are arguing about the wrong thing at Johnson. I don't think that they were necessarily wrong. I don't know what you've seen out of Baker Mayfield that makes you say, oh, yeah, do I think he could, if everything's perfect around him, I absolutely think you can win a Super Bowl with him. But I think everything else has to be perfect. So I don't know that much has changed. I mean, you're talking about numbers, and he's made the playoffs. Yeah, he's playing in the worst division in football. I mean, if I got to play the Saints twice a year, the Panthers twice a year, come on. I mean, the Falcons.
Does he also play other teams outside? They only play in division six games, Jim. That's really, comparative to the rest of the schedule, guys, it's not a lot.
He does, but what I'm saying is, like, do you think, like, yes, the Browns would have been better with him. I think they probably, looking back with hindsight, they probably should have gutted it out, because you know what? They built the team to win now, and I think Baker, with this team around him, we could have been competing for division championships. I think we could have been competing for the Super Bowls. I just think, like, I don't know. It's hard to say he's not top. He might be top 12, but I just don't think that, like, he's a guy that's going to put you on his back and carry you. And I think sometimes in the playoffs, there comes a time when somebody's got to put you on their back and carry you. I know it didn't happen with the Eagles this year, and when it did, it was Saquon Barkley. But generally speaking, it's going to be your quarterbacks that are going to have to pull you through those tough times.
Jim, there was not enough insults in here, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I mean, he did have some big wins last year. He beat Jaden Daniels. He beat Jared Goff. The Jaden Daniels one was by double digits in the first in the regular season game. The Eagles game that they played, they beat him by 20. Like, he had some impressive wins in there.
And here's a few things. These are contextual things. He's won back-to-back years with Todd Bowles as a head coach.
He rewrote Todd Bowles.
Who people do not think... I mean,
left him for dead.
No, people still did. He got an extension this year, and people were like, why?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, but not just that.
NFC Zach Taylor.
He also, you know, I think his career in Cleveland was sidetracked so incredibly by so many different offensive coordinators in such a little time early in his career.
Yeah.
And he really only got, 2 years with Stefanski?
And oddly enough, he's still having offensive coordinator changes every year.
Like, he's catapulted.
From Canales to Liam Cohen to now a new one.
Dave Canales was never a top head coach candidate until Baker. Same thing with Liam Cohen. Liam Cohen went from L.A. to Kentucky, back to L.A., to Tampa Bay. He was on the road to being like a journeyman and just lucked into the second year of Baker. Now, he did a good job of that, but think about that. Like, those are the things he wasn't supposed to do, overcome a bad head coach.
Baker's a dream maker at this point.
Ooh.
How about that for branding?
Yeah, but the problem is then the head coach is going to go out and be Liam Cohen, who I think is about to Duval his way for the Browns to have the number one pick because of Jacksonville. I'm all here for it, but I'm just saying. 216-474-0092. Is Baker Mayfield a top 10 quarterback? I think if your answer is no, I don't know you actually paid attention to what he did last year. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.